Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Monday edition of Optimize My Your Life, the radio show brought to you, sponsored by the Hope Collection, the 501c3 nonprofit, created to really create a mission of helping others, helping them help others. And the programs that Joel and Artis Griffin developed for the Hope Collection, a 501c3 nonprofit, has dynamically been moving across the country, even outside of the country in many cases, for the last 10 years. My name is Ron Clayton. I'm hosting this afternoon for us with a little delay in the opening of the show. We got that technicality fixed. And so we're launching today. Normally, Gary Helfenstein is the Monday host for the Four Season Health and Fitness show, and hopefully he'll be able to get through the whatever channels we needed to get through to get things running properly. But in the meantime, just want to let you know, wish you the happiest and healthy, prosperous, joyful, and free New Year. And boy, oh boy, have we opportunities to really, as individuals, to make this a better world. As a friend of mine would say, an old friend of mine who is not with us anymore, his name is Burl Walk. Burl had developed a very technical process to have this broad blog radio show available in the marketplace. It was cutting edge, didn't exist over 10 years ago. But Burl, who and his father were marketing geniuses and incredible in marketing. When you go to buy a can of soup today, or you buy almost anything, there's a barcode on it. And the barcode processing was developed through Burl and his father's corporations that ended up being owned by R.J. Reynolds, one of the largest information gathering companies in the world. And so barcoding has become the way that pricing is done. You know, if you have a shelf full of cable soup and the price goes up, they just go to the computer now, push button, and the price is raised. Because when you get to the counter, scans it, and the number. Now, in terms of information gathering, they literally know how many cans of chicken noodle soup from Campbell's you bought last year. They know where you bought it. I mean, that information has all been gathered and now is used to help stores. Well, if they don't sell Campbell's chicken noodle soup, but they sell Wegmans brand at the Wegmans store, well, then that'll show that. And maybe the reasons they don't sell Campbell's soup is because they only have Wegmans on the shelf. Who knows? Vice versa. The whole point is that Burl Walk, as a marketing genius, helped develop that whole process. You and your family might use coupons. And where do they come from? Well, the first place most people think of is their newspaper, Sunday morning. And Burl Walk developed that whole program called FSIs in the advertising business. And they represent a discount of value that if you take an exchange out of the paper, you cut them out, take your whole women that are running full-time support of their income in their houses based on their couponing. And it's no laughing matter. It's actually a business. But people are doing that because they're, number one, trying to stretch their dollar. And the companies that, believe it or not, really, they benefit most because most of the coupons don't get turned in. But people think they'll cut the coupon out and keep it in their wallet until, expired again. Let's still buy the product. So they make out it's an investment that's proven over and over again a worthwhile thing to promote. And that's why you see coupons in magazines and flyers and, like I said, Sunday paper. Burl Walk was responsible for that and his dad. You might remember a magazine in your Sunday paper called Parade, and it's still there. It's an up-to-date news kind of magazine once a week, and some of the things that are going on in Hollywood and history and new things and articles. They always had a good article about something that's beneficial to your, to improving your life. And they had advertising. And that, again, was another invention of Burl Walk and his dad. The coupon is such a huge successful business that R.J. Reynolds, the largest informational gathering company in the world, bought them out. And that operation is still going today. I always laugh. One of the funny things that when I went to the offices the first time to meet with Burl in Philadelphia, and you walk in his office, and it's a big office, and along all the way around his desk, 360 degrees are shelves up to the ceiling with products and ideas and services that are either outlined by a product or something, the advertiser, of what he helped was part of promoting. Burrell actually was on the cutting edge of developing the first info commercials. And the most famous one, in fact, the first product documented to make $1 million through an info commercial was Suzanne Summers, the Thighmaster. And he had one of those hanging right over his head. And we laughed about that. I mean, it's just kind of an inside joke about it. But that was the first info commercial that was so successful it created $1 million in sales. That's what started the launch of all the info commercials on TV. And, of course, where that's gone today. And there are many other products. He helped launch many, many, many businesses. Ron Popeil used them exclusively because, you know, remember the Popeil, the fold-up fishing reel? And you can carry it in your pocket. There's this bunch of the things that you are very familiar with, and here they are. They came through Burrell Walk's process of his business and his insights. He used to have a show called Burrell's World, and he was committed to making this a better world. In fact, he used to say, Ronnie, we're going to make this a better world together. And he was a neat guy. And so he lives on because today we're using the blog radio show to talk together. And it was on the cutting edge of communications. Today you got Zoom where your faces are on it, and Teams or Talk Fusion. There's lots of companies that are in the communications world. And since COVID, these have become very, very, very important in communications between people, businesses, purchasing, the marketplace. And, you know, with Christmas this year, traditionally, everything was always gone to the malls and the strip malls and the plazas, and people would go out and they'd do their Christmas shopping, and they'd spend their time and gas and money going from one store to another, and who had the best special that day and the toy they wanted. Well, today, what they do is their fingers, with their fingers on their phone or the computer, laptop at the house, do all the shopping. So now you don't have to go to the mall. In fact, if you walk your community, I guarantee you there's a mall that's closed. Or almost out of business. There's 20 stores, there's only 5 or 6 working. That's because people are using the internet. And commerce is like crazy. And it is good in the sense that, you know, it did freed up from all the local politicians that were grabbing all the taxes and services and money that's from the malls and the owners of the malls, and they cut them out. That's why the politicians don't like the internet. They want to get their hands on everything there is internet so they can get a cut of it to run their programs and overcharge you and you don't see the money and the taxes that they raise through it. Well, I'll get off the political bet, but quite honestly, there's lots of commerce being done today because of the internet. And we're operating, probably most people are listening to the show on the phone. And the show is archived every Monday through Friday, noon to 1 Eastern Time. We have a show. Some days it's like today that we have different titles or things that we're doing on any particular day on the show. Tuesday I host normally, it's called Travel Tuesday, and I bring on different experts in the field of travel and the world of travel, the opportunities in travel. I mean, that's still, even though you've got a lot of people that are forced to be shut down or mentally are shut down because of the attitudes and negativity and all that stuff. But there's a lot of people. My own sister and brother-in-law, as I'm sitting here talking right now, they are climbing on the gangplank of the Conquest. Now, that's a Carnival cruise ship. They're in Miami, Florida. I'm in Buffalo, New York. But as we speak, right this minute, they're going up that gangplank to get on the ship to go for a week's cruise to Mexico. And they're going to have just a honeymoon they never had, and then his son and daughter who never had a honeymoon, and it's going to be in their 4 grandkids. They've never been anywhere. You know, they've gone to Fantasy Island and Grand Island, Buffalo. They went to Darien Lake, Six Flags. That's been their vacations for their entire life. And now they're going to the world. And they're going to see a big and beautiful world when they get down to Cozumel. It's going to be a whole, like a dream world. First of all, they're in the tropics. My sister called me and said, what am I going to do if the water's cold? I said, Sue, you're not going to the yacht club at the Lake Erie Harbor. You're going to the tropics. The water is warm year-round. It's blue. It's clear. It's pretty blue. So I was teasing about that because her perception was, because we have snow and ice on our lake, when you get, even if you go 1,500 miles away, you're going to still be in the same temper zone. Well, they're not. And they're going to go swim. The grandkids are going to go swimming with the dolphins either tomorrow or Wednesday. Gosh, they're going to experience so many great things when they go to dinner. If my brother-in-law wants two shrimp cocktail orders, and they give you a bowl of about 15 shrimp, and if he wants two, just say to the waiter, the server, sir, raise your hand. Can I have another? Or you like the chocolate lava dessert? Sir, can I have another one, please? And they go get it. They go for breakfast, and they look at the menu, and they order what they want. There's no places. It's all included. They're going to go to world-class Las Vegas-style entertainment shows. Then my sister, who loves bingo, can play bingo every morning. And then you have great prizes, like how about a free cruise? On Thursday, there'll be a tribute. My brother-in-law's a veteran. You're going to be able to go to the Veteran Salute at Carnival Cruise Lines, the only cruise lines that exist. They do a salute to veterans every cruise. And they recognize every veteran and have them stand and identify themselves and tell them what branch they're in and maybe one of their experiences. So it's a complete experience. The kids are going to go on those slides, and no, they don't have to figure out how to get them back in the ship. The slides end up in the pool. Someone actually asked that question, folks. Well, after done swimming all day, at night they can go to watch they call it dive-in movie. It's a drive-in. You go out to the chaise lounge, and you can get your big towel with you and cover yourself up. They got popcorn and sit and watch some famous movie. If it's kids' night, they might have Frozen or one of the popular cartoon or shows or a real popular movie. And there's bands playing all the time. Every night there's band down in the lounge. So that's a great thing, and they can be treated any way they want. But when they went to breakfast or lunch or dinner, they want to have that steak and they want to have two of them, just ask for another one. They have steak or seafood, your choice, every night. And so you have choices. And they're just treated like royalty. And the people are there to serve you. That's what being on a cruise. That's why I love cruises. I found a place I like even better, though. The following week, Lynn and I are going to a convention for the travel industry. And we're going to the Dominican Republic to a resort called Secrets. And Secrets is in Punta Cana. And an all-inclusive food, the hotel, the entertainment, everything. And we just go down there, and it's paid, prepaid, and we go down. I don't have to pay, even in the tips include everything. We just go down and enjoy ourselves. And if I want to get Linda wants to get a spa treatment, massage, or a facial, those kinds of things you pay extra for. But that's extra stuff that you want to do, or all the gifts we want to buy. But we're just going to go hang out in warm weather. Because I'm looking out my window right now, and it's cold, 16 degrees when I got up the door earlier today. Well, folks, that's tomorrow's show. Well, because I'm here kind of bacheloring it here on the phone today. I just thought I'd kind of carry on what excites me. You know, we have opportunity at the Hope Collection to serve the community. And right now we got a project, and if you're hearing this, we archive the show, so someone you can call and invite to come on the show at another time or come back to look on the record. Go in archives, you can listen to the show and share it with somebody. And we're working on a project right now where we have private, direct contact connection to bring in Buffalo, City of Buffalo, going to bring in 25,000 of the number one called iHealth. It's the number one accepted instant 15-minute test for COVID. And it'll tell you in 15 minutes whether you have it. And it'll be either strong or mild. You'll be able to tell that. And if you're sick, go get help. If you're not sick, you don't go. Then you just say, I'm healthy. My house is good. My kids are good. It's called giving people peace of mind. And so we're able, and we're in the process of putting it together to deliver that to our community. And I'm working with some churches and some other volunteer groups to make this and deliver that. And right now, we're working on that as we speak here today. And so that I'm excited about, because we can do this. And I've got another group in Florida in Orlando that are looking. They have an organization called The Lab. It's an income development organization that helps, you know, underserved communities to get things that they don't normally get, like care and opportunities to help them improve their incomes and their lifestyles, and empowering people, building homes, and doing things that, for the most part, most people think are unattainable. We make it attainable because that's what the Hope Collection does. So, guys, we appreciate you listening in on the show today, and understand that we're here to serve you. We're here to make things better in the lives of people. And when we do that, I mentioned Tuesday is Travel Day. Wednesday, we call it Prosperity Wednesday. And one of our board members of the Hope Collection, her name is Barbara Riley, by the way. Congratulate her. She's a new member of the board, the Hope Board. And her expertise in the areas of housing and development and connecting with manufacturers and the trades industry, so that anywhere you live, we can help you get into an attainable home. Now, one category of attainable homes, they have another name called tiny homes. Another one, if you wanted, a ranch, or you wanted a split level, or you wanted something on a chalet, whatever, we can help you get that. And we have mortgages, we have money available, we have resources to help you have them. Then we can turn around and help you convert that into a cash stream and a generational prosperity money-making machine for your family. And we teach that. And we have programs, and that's what we call it Prosperity Wednesday. We might have someone from 7K Metals. It could be someone like Alicia Kaufman or her husband Tim. We may have someone like that that will be on the show. Or the founder of Hope, Artis Griffin. She might come on the show on Wednesday and talk about what 7K Metals can do for you and your family. We know, don't have to convince anybody, but the dollar, our dollar that the world has always used as the rule of thumb for money, is a little shaky because of what's going on in the world and the economics and the politics. Two areas that they say are on this earth most secure is silver and gold or precious metals. And 7K Metals is an organization, company, fully vetted, that have the integrity and the honesty and the methodology so that you can turn some of your assets into silver and gold and coins or actual silver and gold. You can own it. By the way, whatever you own, the government, you don't have to claim that to the government in any way, shape, or form. So it gives you a sense of security, another arm to add value to your portfolio and your life. And you don't have to be rich to do that. I took a very small amount of money in less than 4 months, and I mean a small amount of money, but I've increased that amount, that value, $900. What I got in terms of, and it's coins, silver coins, unminted, undelivered. They've been not minted, but they're not used. They're brand new, and they're certified, and they're in a packet with the certification, and 99.9% pure. The artwork, the sculpturing, the picture of state animals. It could be a bird, it could be a jaguar, it could be a turtle, it could be a bear, it could be a ram, it could be an eagle. Pictures that are color, the pictures on this coin. And then there's, of course, carving on the back side of it. They're works of art. But because they are a collection and they're part of a whole collection and the value of them, they go up in value as we gain in the number of coins we have. And we start out with one a month, no big dollar, big deal. And we today, like I said, we had a small amount of money that was in a savings account. I was paying $12 a month to keep the savings account because Mom said I have a savings account. Well, okay, I did. It cost me $12 a month, so that's $144 a year I lost just to have a savings account. Because the interest they have in savings account at a bank, you might as well not have it. The price of gasoline proves that every week. Your dollar when you go there used to get $2, bought you in 10 gallons, bought you to full tank. And now I filled up the other day, and yes, it was cold out, and the guy pumped it, so I had paid premium price, regular gas. But I paid $45 to fill my car up. I used to pay $20. Politics aside, the fact of the matter is our money is evaluating all the time, and it costs us more. You know that if you go shopping, if you go with your wife or you're the shopper in the house, you know what the cost of goods. You used to get a full bag of groceries for $25 a bag, and now you're lucky if you get a half a bag for $25. And so that's because what the magic word is called inflation. And we're dealing with that, folks. And you can deny it, but the fact of the matter, it's here. And the only way you could overcome it is to be able to create values that increase at really in spite of anything we do or don't do. And that's what hope in the different prospering Wednesday can do for you. On Thursday, we have a gentleman. I call him the Mighty Oak. His name is Robert Oakley. Robert, in his career, was a senior executive vice president, big title, big guy, 6 foot six. And he was a senior executive vice president of AT&T, the world's largest company, the biggest in the world. And our government decided, well, they're too big. So they wrote some legislation, and they broke them up. Can you imagine if you owned that company and if somebody came to you and said you owned it and you built it and you worked it and everything like that, and they come around and say, well, you're too big. We're going to divide you up. It's your company. Well, okay, we won't go there. Well, they did that, and they created – what happened is they created seven more companies. You had AT&T, you got MCI, you had T-Mobile, you got oh, my goodness, all the different companies that you've heard of and are around there. You know, Verizon, you've got all these companies. Well, they are flourishing in spite of the government. And so, but Bob was senior vice president of real estate. Well, today, as a retired executive in New Jersey, what he does is he builds homes. He builds housing and homes for immigrants and people that are coming here to get a new start in life that are legitimate, qualified, and legal, and he helps them get their green card or their citizenship, whatever, and helps them do that. Now, what he gives them, helps them build or live in a home that's worthy to live in, and he's involved in that on a day-to-day basis, and he's a member of an organization called the Knights of Columbus. He's an officer, recognized, world-recognized for his contributions to serving mankind. And he's a great friend. He's the vice president of the Board of Hope Collection. And we will be having an election here shortly. The new board consists of Bob Oakley, Dale Sajak, who lives in Rochester, New York. He's a research scientist. I think he's in genetics, but he's smart, smarter than me. And he's married to a wonderful gal, and she and Julie, and they've got a wonderful family, three kids. And they're growing up faster. Last time I saw them, they were just little kids. Now they're young adults already. But Dale is just a wonderful, wonderful man of God. And he's on our board. Then you've got Gary Helfenstein, who has been recently elected to the board. Gary is an educator, former teacher. He is a tour operator, has owned and operated tour business for 30-plus years. He also, as I said, a teacher. Then he also owns a company, a business called Ski With Me, which is obviously dealing with skiing and health. And in summertime, he works in the area of kayaking and outdoor exercise and living good. And so he's usually on this call today. And so anyways, he's another new board member, Rick Reese. Rick Reese, if you come to the show on Tuesday tomorrow, he'll be on the show. Because I basically do an interview with him regarding travel, and he introduced my wife and I to travel. And we have traveled. Since I met Rick Reese, I've been to a cruise to Europe. I've been on five cruises to the Caribbean, been to the Caribbean twice, Punta Cana, Cancun. We've been all across the country and back, New York City, exotic vacations before COVID and everything. And our lifestyle and living has just been elevated because of our relationship and building. And then Rick Reese, who the new board member, also runs a mission. It's called Marketplace Missions. And it's an organization committed to helping people to create faith-based centered lives and to acquire the prosperity to help support the mission and the different outreaches of the world and churches and God's work. And so Rick, previous to getting in the travel industry, when he was an officer in the Air Force, he was in charge of the guys. If you got on your phone, you're talking and listening on your phone right now, if you got GPS on your phone or you got a GPS in your car or you got one of those GPS that you bought, thank Rick Reese, because he was the guy in charge of the program. There's 11 satellites that go around the Earth that everyone control all the data that's in your GPS. And so that's what Rick did when he was in the service. When he retired, he became a community development agent and managed saving 500 families' life, Katrina. He ran the United Way campaign to help housing, educating, jobs, and people to resettle their lives from New Orleans to Colorado Springs. And he did that without taking a paycheck. How many of you would do that? Well, that's the kind of guy Rick Reese is. In the meantime, he started this fledgling in his eyes, in his world. He joined the travel business to travel. And it turned out to be a cash stream, a resource, a equity, equitable process that build equity. And today he's achieved so that he doesn't have to work a job and he can go work 24/7 doing the work that he loves to do through Marketplace Ministries. He is an active, I'll call him minister because he is, but he's also a businessman. And so he's got great insights and you can learn from him on the show on Tuesdays or at marketplaceministries.org and online. So you got Rick Reese. Oh, I mentioned Barbara Riley. She's the housing queen. You got Gary Helfenstein. I forgot Jack Hawley. Jack Hawley is a friend of mine, and I say that because Jack and I used to travel across and run into each other. We were sales, retail, customer, industrial salespeople. We used to call them businesses, some of the same ones, and we'd be not competitors, but we supplied different things to the business industry. And we would go, and we'd always run across each other at some AM, PM, mini mart, getting gas and running in to get a Twinkie or something like a ho-ho. And we tease about that even to this day. But Jack lives in Florida. His wife, Mary Ann, has a couple sons and have become successful fruits on the tree. And their best friend and kind of an adopted daughter, Dawn Francano, she's a librarian by career, but she also is a former, sergeant in the Army, because I'll tell you, she may be 5 foot tall, but she's like the Army sergeant, okay? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And she's just incredible, part of the board of the Hope Collection. And so I hope not forgetting. Oh, and then I just got elected back to the board. I was the original president of the Board of Hope and did that for 10 years. I stepped down to become a senior advisor for a few years. And since Joel has passed away last summer, Ernest, his wife, who was co-founder of the Hope Collection, asked if I would consider coming back in, becoming the president, CEO, whatever you want to call me, and redirect and run with the vision that Joel had. And I proudly stand up and accept that challenge and that opportunity to serve. And that'll be official here in sometime in the next few weeks. And we'll get the things going. But I think I've covered just about everything, everybody. I'm Mr. Rick Reese and Gary. I'm hoping I'm not missing anybody. I don't want to offend anybody. We have a chaplain that will be a certified trail. His name is Tim Kaufman. Tim's a pastor by trade, and he's a very successful minister of bringing the gospel to the word to the world, all over the world. He's been a missionary. So, but he's also he and his wife are, let's say, leaders in the 7K Metals operation program opportunity, and very versed in that. But he's going to become our chaplain for the Board of Hope. So that team is going to be charged with leading the completion, I won't call it completion, continuing and enhancing helping others by helping them help others. It's where the rubber meets the road. And guys, that's what we're all about. And we're working to do that. It's coming to, believe it or not, it's the end of the show. It's 1 o'clock, just turned one. We thank you for attending the show today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon. Tomorrow, you're welcome. Bring a friend. Invite someone. The phone number is 446-674. Oh, no, that's the call-in number. I gave you the wrong number. 714-816-4686. 714-816-4686. Why don't you bring someone aboard, and we'll talk and share some great things tomorrow or any other day of the show. Thank you for your attendance today, and you have a great day. God bless.